Carol, how are you this morning?
Actually, I'm very well this morning. A little tired, but very well.
Well, lots is going on. The city council has been busy on quite a few topics. Let's dive right into that. Let's talk about the yellow cab site. When I first saw this, I couldn't find any information on this. So before we talk about what's going to happen to the site, what's going to happen to the business, yellow cab?
Well, when Yellow Cab was approached a few years back by Gene Townsend to see whether if he purchased that and rehabbed it into a parking lot for the city, whether they would exchange, and then the city would exchange their parking area, would Yellow Cab be interested? And they said yes, and they had talked about moving their business. So my assumption is the same as what it was back then, that they still have plans to operate but to move their business to another location. I don't have that location for you, Tony, but that's we're going under that same assumption right now.
All right, so Yellow Cab's not going to be left on the curb.
No. And I think, to be perfectly honest, I think the cab company is the one that approached the city to see if they were still interested in doing that and expanding our parking system.
Well, I think it will help all entities. I've driven past that site before. No disrespect to Yellow Cab Company, but I would say it's more of an eyesore than it is an eye pleasure. So to give them more room and to move into a nicer facility and to give the city a chance to raise something and build a new parking lot, I guess it's a bonus for everybody.
Well, in the analysis that was done, we have quite a bit of parking for downtown. But when you look at where it is strategically placed, that section of the city, there is a lack of parking. And that's why when the parking division came to us, it was important to look at that particular parcel and how we could increase parking for that area with some of the development and the things that have gone on anywhere from the stadium district to some of the other businesses that are happening in that area, along with the state police building. I mean, it's an area that we do need that additional parking in.
Yesterday, we had the opportunity to talk with Jerry Ambrose, and we talked a little bit about the 911 center. It seems like this is going to be a good thing for all involved. It's going to save the city of Lansing money. It's going to save the city of East Lansing money, and it's going to consolidate services, which will make those services easier to use, and no jobs are going to be lost. So it seems like it's a win-win-win-win.
Well, I think that's the most important part first. One, for us and the employees that have been loyal to the city, no employee is going to lose their job. And, again, when we are talking about savings, the city has been paying 5% of the cost of the 911. Everyone who opens their telephone bill each time sees a 911 charge. So the county has been paying 95% of those costs. But the 5% does add up and over the years. So having a consolidated facility, having it still in Lansing, I think is extremely important, and that was a consideration that as this progressed through discussions, that council made it very clear that we wanted to make sure that it stayed in the Lansing area. I think the one thing that is still out there that we do have concerns about, and that is making sure that we have a backup. Today, if our 911 center went down, East Lansing's would pick up that service, and it would be a seamless transition and no calls lost or anything else. We've been assured before the center is up and operational that we will understand where our backup is and that how that will make sure that again, for police and emergency services, for the residents of Lansing, they can be assured that if there is a problem ever, that there is a backup system and that that will be operational for them.
Well, who's responsible for getting this information about or securing the backup plan, and when will we know the specifics of that?
Well, actually, during the council meeting and the discussion of this, Brian Jeffries asked that we invite the 911 advisory board in to have a discussion with council to understand some of those issues. And my understanding is the president is going to be putting that on the agenda soon, and so we will have those discussions. Again, I think part of the time factor that we have in here is the center hasn't been built yet, so they're just in the planning stages, so I would say that we'd probably have a year and a half out yet before we would have to worry about that situation.
I can remember when George Bush was running for president and he was quoted, and it came back to bite him in the backside, no new taxes. Well, when talking about new sidewalks and updated sidewalks and a millage for those, it appears that Virge Bonero is going to have to really talk about that, because he has mentioned several times that he wasn't going to raise taxes for residents in the city of Lansing. Well, the only way to acquire monies for these new sidewalks will be with a new millage, and I wanted to get your take and what you know on this.
Well, actually, I became aware of this looking through some public service board minutes and seeing that this was a proposal that the mayor has brought forth to the public service board, and that would be a sidewalk millage. Knowing that, you know, again, we do have an issue with sidewalks and all those, I think that isn't the story. I think the story is that you do have a mayor who has repeatedly told the residents that he can do the job with the taxes that he has, and here you have them talking about a millage, and I think that's the thing that does come back and bite you. I do agree with your statement about George Bush. You have to be careful about what you say, because someone's going to remember it and someone's going to make you answer those questions.
So where are we in that process in exploring new sidewalks and a millage to pay for those?
Well, the Public Service Board is reviewing that. It hasn't been presented to council. Those are presented by the mayor's office, and so this is the first step, and I would expect that we would be seeing something before November on this.
All right, Carol, as always, thanks so much. Anything, you always seem to have a meeting or something to plug. Anything new and newsy that you want to talk about before we let you go?
Well, actually, I would like to plug something. At 10:46 last night, my nephew and niece-in-law had their first daughter, and Ruth Ann Hallman came into the world at 7 pounds, 11 ounces, and 20 and a quarter inches long. So Ruth Hallman is here to grace our world again.
Well, heaven knows that we need as many people coming into Michigan as possible. So congratulations on that, Carol.
Thank you. Thank you very much.